Struggling to make your legal writing as powerful and persuasive as your oral arguments? You're not alone. Many legal professionals find that their written work doesn't always reflect their true capabilities. But there's good news. Our upcoming free webinar, Legal Writing Essentials, Mastering Clear and Persuasive Legal Documents, is here to transform your approach to legal writing. Join me, Timothy Barrett, a seasoned legal English instructor and law professor, as I guide you through the essentials of crafting clear, compelling legal documents. Whether you're drafting contracts, memos, or preparing for courtroom battles, this webinar will equip you with the skills to write with confidence and precision. Don't let complex legal jargon cloud your arguments. It's time to sharpen your skills and elevate your legal writing to match your courtroom prowess. Register for free today and start writing to win. Visit our website or check out the show notes for the registration link. Take the first step towards clear, more persuasive legal writing. Go to 4legalenglish.com/freewebinar. That's 4legalenglish.com/freewebinar. This webinar will take place on May 1st. We'll have two different sessions at two different times. Based on where you are, you can choose whichever time works best for you. Hope to see you on May 1st. In a world where precision is paramount and clarity is king, legal writing stands as the cornerstone of effective communication in the legal profession. But what happens when language becomes a barrier rather than a bridge? Join us in this episode, Common English Language Challenges, as we unravel the intricacies of legal writing for non-native English-speaking lawyers. From dissecting the complexities of legal language to navigating cultural considerations, we'll explore the common hurdles faced by global lawyers and provide actionable strategies for overcoming them. Tune in to unlock the secrets to mastering legal English and elevate your writing game. The 4 Legal English podcast is now in session. Welcome to the 4 Legal English podcast. This is the show for lawyers, law students, and other professionals from all over the world who want to improve both their legal English and legal knowledge. In this podcast, we discuss different legal topics, such as law in the news, law in practice, legal writing, legal movies, and other issues. This podcast does not constitute legal advice. If you need legal advice, consult an attorney. You can check out our blog articles, available courses, and the show notes for this episode on our website. That's 4 as in the number 4, Legal English, no spaces or dashes, .com. 4legalenglish.com. I'm Timothy Barrett, your host. I'm a former practicing attorney from the United States, more recently a law professor in Tbilisi, Georgia, and currently an author and podcast host, among other things. Greetings, colleagues. Today we're diving into a topic that's crucial for lawyers and law students worldwide, legal writing. Specifically, we'll be addressing the common language challenges faced by non-native English-speaking lawyers when it comes to putting pen to paper or fingers to keyboard in the legal world. So why is this topic so important? Well, whether you're drafting contracts, legal memos, briefs, or any other document, precise and clear writing is your golden ticket to success. In the legal profession, language is our tool, and mastering it is like sharpening a sword before battle. Your ability to convey complex legal concepts with accuracy and clarity can make or break a case, negotiation, or transaction. In today's episode, we'll explore the most common language challenges our English as a second language colleagues face when dealing with legal writing. We'll not only uncover these challenges, but also equip you with practical strategies to overcome them. By the end of this episode, you'll have a toolkit filled with valuable tips and insights that will enhance your legal writing skills and boost your confidence in this critical aspect of your legal career. So stick around because we're about to unravel the mysteries of legal writing for global lawyers right here on the For Legal English podcast. Understanding common language challenges. Now that we've established the importance of addressing language challenges in legal writing, let's dive deeper into understanding the common hurdles faced by non-native English-speaking lawyers. When it comes to legal writing, students often encounter various language barriers that can impede their ability to effectively communicate their ideas. These challenges encompass issues such as grammar, syntax, vocabulary, and sentence structure. Grammar plays a crucial role in conveying precise meaning in legal documents. However, ESL students may struggle with grammatical rules, leading to errors in tense usage, subject-verb agreement, and punctuation. Additionally, syntax, the arrangement of words and phrases in a sentence, can pose challenges for ESL students, affecting the clarity and coherence of their writing. Another significant challenge is vocabulary. Legal English is replete with specialized terminology and jargon that may be unfamiliar to non-native speakers, and even unfamiliar to native speakers. Misinterpretation or misuse of legal terms can result in confusion or ambiguity in legal documents, undermining their effectiveness. Furthermore, sentence structure is key to conveying complex legal concepts logically and persuasively. Global lawyers may struggle with constructing clear and concise sentences, resulting in convoluted or verbose writing that obscures the intended meaning. These language challenges can have a significant impact on the clarity and effectiveness of legal communication. Ambiguous or poorly written documents may lead to misunderstandings, disputes, or even legal liabilities. Therefore, it's essential for non-native English speakers working in English to recognize and address these language hurdles to enhance their proficiency in legal writing. Grammar and syntax. In this section, we'll dive into the intricacies of grammar and syntax, two essential aspects of effective legal writing. Global lawyers often encounter challenges in these areas, but with the right strategies, they can significantly enhance the clarity and coherence of their written work. Let's begin by addressing common grammar errors. One frequent mistake lawyers make is inconsistent verb tense usage. Maintaining consistency in verb tense is crucial for conveying the timeline of events accurately. For example, in legal documents, it's essential to use the past tense when referring to past actions, in present tense for current facts or legal principles. By ensuring verb tense consistency, lawyers can prevent confusion and maintain coherence in their writing. Another area of concern is subject-verb agreement. ESL lawyers may struggle to match singular subjects with singular verbs and plural subjects with plural verbs, leading to grammatical errors. For instance, phrases like the company are instead of the company is can undermine the grammatical integrity of legal documents. To avoid such errors, lawyers should pay close attention to subject-verb agreement and ensure that verbs agree with their corresponding subjects in number and person. One tip that I always recommend to my students is take that noun, in this case the company, and turn it into a pronoun. I, you, he, she, it, they. Often ESL learners might have trouble with the noun, you know, in this case the company, but if you change it to it, you know that it's not it are, it's it is. So you would get that correct. So, and I don't mean in writing, but just in your mind, if you take the company and change it in your mind to it, you're probably unlikely to say it are, and you'll recognize that it's supposed to be it is. When you're proofreading your writing, that's a good tip to keep in mind. Take that noun and turn it into a pronoun in your mind and make sure there's subject-verb agreement. Moving on to syntax. ESL lawyers often grapple with sentence structure, resulting in fragmented or run-on sentences. Fragmented sentences lack a complete thought or subject-verb relationship, while run-on sentences combine multiple independent clauses without proper punctuation or conjunctions. To improve sentence structure, ESL lawyers should strive for clarity and coherence by constructing complete sentences that convey a single idea concisely. They can achieve this by organizing their ideas logically, using transitional phrases to connect related thoughts, and punctuating sentences appropriately. Furthermore, mastering punctuation is essential for global lawyers to convey meaning accurately and enhance readability in legal writing. Misplaced or missing punctuation marks can alter the interpretation of legal documents, leading to misunderstandings or ambiguities. It's important to familiarize yourself with common punctuation rules, such as the use of commas, semicolons, colons, and dashes, to punctuate your sentences effectively. Additionally, be mindful of punctuation conventions specific to legal writing, such as quotation marks for defining terms or citing legal authorities. By focusing on grammar and syntax and implementing these tips for improving sentence structure, verb tense consistency, subject-verb agreement, and punctuation, ESL lawyers can enhance the clarity, coherence, and professionalism of their legal writing. If grammar is something that's a stumbling block for you, then I do highly recommend the course on For Business English, Grammar Fundamentals. This is a short course, but it has a lot of important tips that will help you with common grammar mistakes, especially going over the rules of commas, semicolons, and colons, which a lot of people, even native English speakers, often mess up. So to really improve your grammar, check out that Grammar Fundamentals course on forbusiness-english.com or look in the show notes. Vocabulary and legal lexicon. Now let's tackle a crucial aspect of legal writing, vocabulary and the legal lexicon. ESL lawyers often face challenges in acquiring and understanding the extensive lexicon of legal terms used in U.S. law schools and legal practice. However, with strategic approaches, they can overcome these hurdles and strengthen their command of legal English. Firstly, let's address the challenge of vocabulary acquisition. Building a robust legal vocabulary requires consistent effort and exposure to legal texts, cases, statutes, and academic articles. Global lawyers can enhance their vocabulary by immersing themselves in legal literature, both in print and online. Reading legal texts regularly exposes them to new terms and concepts, helping them familiarize themselves with the language and terminology used in legal English. Moreover, studying legal terminology systematically can accelerate vocabulary acquisition. ESL lawyers can create personalized glossaries or flashcards to organize and review legal terms regularly. Breaking down complex terms into manageable components and associating them with real-life examples or context can aid retention and comprehension. Additionally, leveraging digital resources such as legal dictionaries, online glossaries, and language learning platforms can provide convenient access to comprehensive definitions and explanations of legal terms. Practical application is another effective strategy for expanding legal vocabulary. Lawyers should actively engage with legal materials such as case briefs, statutes, and legal memoranda to reinforce their understanding of legal terminology in context. Participating in legal discussions, moot court competitions, or study groups can also provide opportunities to practice using legal vocabulary in verbal communication and argumentation. Furthermore, precision and accuracy in legal writing hinge on using precise and appropriate legal terms. Lawyers must strive to select the most suitable terms to convey their intended meaning accurately and effectively. Avoiding ambiguity and vagueness is paramount in legal communication, as misinterpretations or misconceptions can have significant consequences in legal proceedings. Of course, one great way to improve your legal English vocabulary is our Elemental Legal English course. This is based on a semester-long university course, and it'll teach you a lot of the fundamentals of the legal English lexicon. And of course, we have the free course, so you can check it out without paying anything. If you enjoy the free course, then go on to purchase the Elemental Legal English course. Check that out on forlegalenglish.com. By actively engaging in reading, studying, and practical application, ESL lawyers can expand their legal vocabulary and master the intricacies of legal English. Looking to improve your legal English skills? Check out the Intro to Legal English free course from For Legal English. This course will teach you important legal English terms and concepts, improve your reading comprehension skills, and give you access to a lexicon workbook filled with legal English terms and definitions. With 5 video lessons, interactive quizzes, and flashcards, and a discussion of a famous court case, this course is the perfect way to increase your knowledge of legal English terms and improve your competence as a lawyer. Enroll now at forlegalenglish.com/free. And if you enjoyed this course, which I'm sure you will, you can go on to take the full course, Elemental Legal English. clarity and precision. In this section, we'll delve into the critical aspects of clarity and precision in legal writing, essential for ESL lawyers navigating legal practice in the English language. Firstly, let's emphasize the importance of clarity and precision in legal communication. Clear and concise writing is paramount in the legal profession, where ambiguity or misunderstanding can have far-reaching consequences. Lawyers must strive to express complex legal concepts in a manner that is easily understandable to their audience, whether it be judges, clients, or colleagues. To achieve clarity and precision, attorneys can employ several strategies. First, it's essential to use plain language whenever possible. Instead of convoluted sentences and dense legalese, strive for simplicity and clarity in expression. Break down complex ideas into digestible chunks and use straightforward language to convey your message effectively. Additionally, ESL lawyers should focus on organizing their ideas logically and structuring their legal arguments effectively. Clear organization enhances readability and comprehension, guiding the reader through the document seamlessly. Utilize headings, subheadings, and bullet points to delineate key points and facilitate navigation through the document. Logical sequencing of arguments and ideas helps build coherence and persuasiveness in legal writing. Furthermore, precision in language is crucial for avoiding ambiguity and ensuring accuracy in legal documents. Lawyers should pay close attention to word choice, opting for precise terms that convey their intended meaning unambiguously. Avoid vague or ambiguous language that could lead to misinterpretation or confusion. Proofreading and editing are essential steps in refining legal writing, allowing lawyers to identify and correct any ambiguities or inconsistencies. In summary, clarity and precision are foundational principles of effective legal writing for all lawyers. By prioritizing clarity, organizing ideas logically, and using precise language, ESL lawyers can enhance the readability, persuasiveness, and impact of their legal documents. Legal writing style. Now let's dive into the intricacies of legal writing style, an essential aspect for lawyers aiming to excel in legal practice. Legal writing style encompasses various elements, including tone, formality, and clarity. Lawyers must strike a balance between maintaining a formal and professional tone while ensuring their writing remains clear and accessible to the reader. Firstly, let's discuss tone. In legal writing, it's crucial to adapt a tone that is formal, respectful, and objective. Avoid using colloquial language or expressions that may be perceived as overly casual or informal. Instead, opt for language that conveys professionalism and authority, reflecting the seriousness of the legal subject matter. Remember, legal documents are often read by judges, clients, and colleagues, so maintaining a professional tone is essential for credibility and respect. At the same time, lawyers should strive to make their writing as clear and concise as possible, avoiding overly complex language and convoluted sentence structures that may confuse readers, particularly those who are not native English speakers. Instead, aim for simplicity and clarity in expression, using plain language whenever possible. Break down complex legal concepts into digestible chunks and provide clear explanations to ensure understanding. Furthermore, be mindful of legal jargon and terminology. While it's essential to use precise legal terms when necessary, be cautious not to overload your writing style with excessive jargon that may alienate or confuse readers. Define unfamiliar terms or provide context where needed to aid comprehension, especially for non-native English speakers. In summary, mastering legal writing style is crucial for any lawyer in their law practice. By adopting a formal and professional tone, maintaining clarity and simplicity in expression, and judiciously using legal terminology, lawyers can enhance the effectiveness and impact of their legal writing. Proofreading and editing. In this section, we'll explore the critical importance of proofreading and editing in the legal writing process, especially for global lawyers navigating the complexities of practicing law in the English language. Proofreading and editing are essential steps to ensure that your written work is polished, professional, and error-free. Even minor mistakes in grammar, syntax, or punctuation can detract from the clarity and credibility of your writing. Therefore, lawyers must dedicate time and effort to reviewing and revising their work meticulously. One effective strategy for proofreading is to take a step back and approach your writing with fresh eyes. After completing a draft, set it aside for a while before returning it for review. This allows you to identify errors or areas for improvement more effectively. And I would recommend that the more important the document, the longer the break should be. For example, if you're writing an email, you know, short or moderate length, but it is to your boss or your client or opposing counsel, before you hit send, maybe go for a little walk, you know, get a drink of water, use the restroom, come back to your desk, and then reread it one more time. Now, if it's a very important document, maybe you want to go out to lunch and come back and reread it, or take a break, go home, or call it a day, you know, work on something else the rest of the day, but come back the next day and then look at it again, review it again. Because when you're just working on something and then you're reviewing what you just worked on, sometimes you're going to miss things. You know what you meant, so you might not realize that there's something wrong because you're seeing what you want to see instead of what's actually on the paper or on the monitor. When proofreading, pay close attention to grammar, spelling, punctuation, and sentence structure. Look for common mistakes that ESL writers often make, such as subject-verb agreement errors or misuse of articles. And of course, you should pay attention to the errors that you commonly make. Keep a list of them, or, you know, at least in your mind, keep track of them. And as you review your documents, make sure you check specifically for those common errors you often make. And of course, try to avoid them in the future. Another helpful technique is to read your writing aloud. This can help you catch awkward phrasing, run-on sentences, or other issues that may not be apparent when reading silently. Additionally, reading aloud allows you to access the flow and coherence of your writing, ensuring that your ideas are expressed clearly and logically. In addition to self-proofreading, lawyers should also seek feedback from peers, mentors, or language tutors. A fresh perspective can provide valuable insights and help you identify blind spots or weaknesses in your writing or even in your legal arguments. Consider joining a writing group or seeking out a language partner who can provide constructive criticism and support as you strive to improve your writing skills. When receiving feedback, approach it with an open mind and willingness to learn. Take note of recurring errors or ideas for improvement and incorporate feedback into your writing process. Remember, constructive criticism is an opportunity for growth and development as a writer, and it is essential. In conclusion, proofreading and editing are fundamental steps in the legal writing process. By dedicating time to review and revise your written work, seeking feedback from peers or mentors, and continuously striving to improve your writing skills, you can enhance the clarity, professionalism, and effectiveness of your legal writing. Cultural considerations. Now let's delve into an aspect often overlooked in legal writing, cultural considerations. For global lawyers practicing law in multiple jurisdictions, understanding cultural differences can significantly impact their written communication. Cultural nuances play a crucial role in legal writing, as language and communication styles can vary widely across different cultures. What may be considered appropriate or effective communication in one culture may not resonate the same way in another. Therefore, global lawyers must be mindful of cultural differences and adapt their writing style and tone accordingly. One aspect to consider is the tone and formality of your writing. Cultures vary in their expectations regarding formality and politeness in written communication. In some cultures, a more indirect or diplomatic approach may be preferred, while in others, directness and clarity may be valued. Lawyers should be attuned to these cultural nuances and adjust their writing style accordingly to ensure their message is received as intended. Additionally, it's essential to consider the cultural background of your audience when crafting legal documents or communications. Different cultures may have distinct legal traditions, norms, and expectations, influencing how legal concepts are understood and interpreted. Lawyers should strive to tailor their writing to resonate with the audience's cultural perspective, enhancing the clarity and effectiveness of that communication. By understanding and respecting cultural differences, lawyers can effectively communicate their message and build stronger connections with their readers. Lexicon. Here are some words that might be advanced or challenging from today's episode. Clarity. Concisely. Nuances. Precision. Professionalism. Rapport. Refine. Resources. Strategies. Structure. Syntax. Tone. Versatility. Writing style. How did you do with these words? If you want to learn more about them, check out the show notes at forlegalenglish.com/podcast and look for today's episode. As we come to the end of the episode, let's take a moment to recap the key insights and strategies we discussed to help ESL lawyers succeed. First, we addressed the common language challenges faced by non-native English-speaking lawyers, including issues with grammar, syntax, vocabulary, and legal terminology. We explored practical tips and strategies for improving legal writing skills, such as focusing on grammar and syntax, expanding legal vocabulary, and organizing ideas logically. We discussed the significance of proofreading, editing, and seeking feedback to refine written work and ensure quality. In terms of resources and further learning, I encourage you to take advantage of For Legal English. You can go to forlegalenglish.com and check out our courses available, check out our courses that are available, as well as our blog posts, and of course, continue listening to our podcasts. Our Elemental Legal English online course is a great way to improve your legal English skills. If you're looking to work on your grammar, if you check out our sister website, forbusiness-english.com, and check out our Grammar Fundamentals course. To find out more about both courses, check out the show notes at forlegalenglish.com/podcast and find today's episode. What questions do you have about today's episode? You can post those questions or any comments on the show notes. This is a great way to practice and improve your legal English skills. You can go to the website, 4, as in the number 4, legalenglish.com. No spaces or dashes, .com, forlegalenglish.com. You can check out our blog articles and show notes for this episode, and check out the episode quizzes. It'd be fantastic if you could subscribe and give us a review. If you could leave us 5 stars and a nice comment, it would really help the algorithm and other people to find our podcast. If you leave a great review, I might even read it on the air. So start writing. The For Legal English podcast is adjourned. Don't miss the next docket call.